This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, the most intelligent person on the internet today, in terms of people who have information to share with you about the coming economic turmoil and preparedness and all of these things that are crucial for your survival, the most intelligent person on the internet today is actually a person who is no longer on the internet. Yes, that's right. The most wise person is someone who has already closed down their blog, deleted their Facebook account, gone offline, and is now spending full time growing their own food, building up their supplies, engaged in self-reliance and preparedness activities, and is not even really spending any time online anymore. And by the way, in saying that, I am admitting that I am less wise than those individuals, because here I am, still doing podcasts, still doing videos, still writing articles. Maybe this is a fault of mine that you and I both share, because here you are listening to it, right? We're both guilty as charged. Look, the truth is we're long past the point of being able to save this country from the imminent financial collapse that's coming. Let me just put that out there. In fact, that decision was made in 2008 when the central banks and the U.S. Treasury decided to commit mass currency fraud and print trillions of dollars to bail out the banksters, the elite connected globalists who run Goldman Sachs and the other investment houses. They got bailed out because they made bad bets, they committed financial fraud, they made bad choices, they lost literally trillions of dollars. But instead of being held accountable, they got free money created by the government, and then they used that money to pay themselves big, massive bonuses, hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses, while you and I get the debt. Isn't that fascinating? From that day, the ultimate outcome of this economic fraud was really written in stone. It will not be averted. There is a massive, massive global systemic debt collapse coming that will be so large, it will be talked about for 100 years. And I guess it will be talked about only by those who are still around to remember it and comment on it, you know, as this 100 years progresses, but there will be a lot of suffering and death and collapse in the meantime, sadly. If we are rational, you and me, we should be spending our time focused right now on massive preparedness efforts. If I know there must be some people listening to this who live in cities. If you were rational, and if you really believed what you're hearing here and what you know to be true, because you can do the math, you understand the fundamentals of economics, and you know that debt always eventually collapses and it cannot be sustained and expanded forever. If you were rational, you would have already moved out of the city. Think about it. If I were rational, I wouldn't be spending time recording this podcast. Both of us, you and I, were still clinging to some hope that maybe we can still just get by a little bit longer. Maybe we can wake up a few more people. Maybe in your case, you can squirrel away a little more savings so that you can buy the place out in the country that you're trying to get to. You just need another 6 months or another 12 months, and then you're out. I've heard that kind of self-conversation before with a lot of people. In my mind, my fault is I just keep saying, maybe I can wake up a few more people. Maybe I can help save a few more people from what's coming. You know, maybe through education, I can help avert this situation, but I don't really believe that it can be averted. All I really believe at this point is that some will be able to survive it, but most won't. Most people will be blindsided. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck. Most people have no backup plan. Most people have no food storage supply beyond maybe a week's worth of food, if they're lucky, in their cabinet or their refrigerator. Most people have no backup source of water. if the tap water stops functioning. Most people have no ability to hike out of town and get out of a crowd or a mob or a social chaos scene that's unfolding in their city. They've never actually been on foot anywhere around their city. It's always been in a car on a highway. Most people can't navigate without GPS. Most people have never used a compass. Most people have never boiled a pot of water using fuel that you might find in a forest, like pine cones and leaves and pine needles. Most people have never started a fire with a magnesium fire starter. Most people have never purified water through any means. I could go on, obviously, but you get the point. The vast majority of the American population is wholly unprepared for the chaos. I'm talking about the social chaos, the urban chaos, the panic that's going to be unleashed when this economy hits the fan. This systemic debt system is headed for collapse. There is really no other outcome at this point. There is no soft landing scenario. There's only a hard landing. There's only chaos that will come from this the day the food stamp cards stop being recharged, let's say, or the day the President of the United States announces the U.S. dollar is being abandoned, and oh, by the way, there's a mandatory trade-in system being announced for the new currency called the Amero. And the trade-in rate is set by the government, and it basically confiscates 90% of all your savings and earnings in cash. You get 10 cents on the dollar if you're lucky. You think that hasn't happened before? Look at the history of the world. It's happened over and over and over and over again. Every fiat currency eventually collapses, without exception. There is no exception. You are living in an economy that is mathematically guaranteed to collapse 100%, the currency of it. 100%. It's not even just a 99% chance. There's not even a 1% chance that this doesn't collapse. It is a 100% chance that every fiat currency eventually fails. And you know why? Because there is a 100% chance that bureaucrats and politicians cannot stop themselves from printing free money to buy their votes and fund their projects, expand the money supply, debase the currency. They cannot resist the temptation. And so they will always print money, and it will always become a debased currency, and it will always, without exception, collapse. When that day comes in the United States, every city in America becomes a death zone. If this is not yet obvious to you, I encourage you to walk or drive around a city and study it for a little bit. Look at the population density. Look up. Look at the apartments that are built 5, 10, 15, 20 stories high. All those people. What are they going to do? Where are they going to go? How are they going to get food and water and protection? How are you going to protect yourself from the gangs that will be unleashed? From the angry mobs that will burn down their own cities? Where are you going to get food? Good question. Or insulin, for that matter. These are very good questions. The social chaos will not be survivable except by sheer luck, or perhaps if you happen to have very good skills of self-defense, handgun combat, maybe you're a military veteran or a police officer, you have a better chance of survival with those kinds of skills, and you will need them. You're going to need an edged weapon. You're going to need hand-to-hand combat skills. You're going to need home security. You're going to need good locks and bars, ways to bar your door to prevent it from being kicked in. You're going to need a firearm and to know how to use it, and you're going to have the right kind of ammunition. And many people in America live in cities where all those things are illegal. So they don't have them. So they rely on picking up their mobile phone and dialing three little magic numbers, 911, in which case you're going to get a busy signal during this event that we're describing. You're going to get a busy signal or a message that says, please hold, we're at capacity, we're only responding to murders. So if you haven't been murdered, hang up and call later. That's the kind of message you're going to get because there aren't enough police. I know. I've worked with cops. I've trained with cops. I spent 2 years on the board of directors of a nonprofit for a large city police force to raise money for basic defense equipment for the cops. That's what I did. So I've had a lot of conversations with cops, and I know where they are terrified and where they're strong and courageous, both. And I got to tell you, by and large, cops are good people, by and large. Local cops, I'm talking about, they're dedicated. They want to keep your community safe. Most of them are ethical people. Most of them are law-abiding people. They get crap pay, but they take high risks because they believe in what they're doing. I know there are a few bad apples, but that's true in any industry. But here's the thing. Even when cops want to protect you and want to keep the riots down, they're vastly outnumbered. And this is true in Los Angeles, like it's true in Phoenix, Arizona, like it's true in Denver, Colorado, like it's true in Houston, Texas, and every single major metropolitan city in the United States. The cops are vastly outnumbered, and they know it. And off the record, they'll tell you. They'll admit it to you. We're outnumbered. There's no way that we can control this town if things get out of control. And if a sufficiently motivated and angry mob decides that it's going to challenge law enforcement in that community, law enforcement is outgunned, outnumbered, outmaneuvered, period. It's over. They can't stop the gangs. They can't stop the mobs. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the firepower. And yeah, you can bring in the National Guard. But if it gets that bad, guess what you're going to get? AWOL. Cops are going to start going home to protect their families. The same thing with guardsmen. They're going to start going home to protect their families too. You're going to have a lot of no-shows, just like we saw with Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. A lot of no-shows. So when all of this comes down, folks, you know what the real answer is? How to be safe? The real answer is, well, as I'm going to use a bit of profanity here, but as my friend likes to say, when the shit hits the fan, don't be standing in front of the fan. In other words, on that day that the economic collapse hits hard and that the riots begin and the social fabric of society starts to really break down, don't be in the death traps known as cities. Be far from them. Be out in the country. Be part of a community where you have the potential for self-reliance and you have the potential for community defense against the zombie mobs that will be flowing out from the cities in search of food, perhaps, depending on the scenario. You almost can't survive in a city. I wouldn't even think of it. I mean, I'm a survivalist. I'm a prepper. You know I'm trained in tactical handgun combat, edged weapons combat, hand-to-hand combat, tactical shotgun combat, and long-range sniper shooting. I have all those skills, and I wouldn't even be caught in a city anywhere near an economic collapse because the odds of survival are slim even for someone like me who's capable of self-defense. You can't outgun 30 gangbangers. I mean, yeah, maybe you can take out 10, 12, 15 of them, but eventually the numbers get too large. Even if you're good, you can't take them all out. You need to be somewhere else. You know, it's one of the keys that we're always taught in handgun combat classes. If you're outgunned and you're outmaneuvered, be somewhere else. And actually, one of the lessons that I was taught by one of my best instructors is your job when a shooting starts for whatever reason, you know, you're engaging, you're exercising your self-defense against an assault being committed against you, your job is actually to either terminate that act of violence against you immediately, halt it, or to convince that person that he made the wrong decision being right there at that moment. Convince that person that he should have been somewhere else at that moment. And if it's a gang of people, if it's 30 or 40 people ganging up on you or your family, and they will rove in gangs, trust me, they will run through the cities in gangs because that's where they have their strength. You cannot stop them, even if you're determined, even if you're well-armed, even if you are barricaded in your home. You can't stop them. All they got to do is burn your home out, just start a fire. You're going to come out one way or the other, dead or alive in their minds. So you better plan now to be somewhere else when all of this hits the fan. And I say that in all seriousness. And you notice I haven't pitched a product in this podcast. I'm not trying to convince you to buy anything. I'm trying to convince you to save your own life if you haven't already taken these steps. And I know many of you have, and congratulations if you have. You're very wise. You're very wise. There will be a day that you will be thanking yourself for the investment that you've made in getting out of Dodge and getting set up in a rural area and getting away from the death zones. But for those of you who haven't, time is growing short. And I want you to be safe. I want you to get through this. You might think, oh, I want you as a reader. I want you as a fan. Frankly, I don't even know. I may not run a website after the collapse. Who knows? There may not even be an opportunity to do so. I have no such plans. My plan right now, like yours, is to survive. To be prepared for what's coming, to make it through alive, and then to contribute in some positive way to the rebuilding of a society founded in liberty and freedom and honest money, a gold standard if possible, to rebuild a society that is strong on liberty and to prevent the rise of a totalitarian society, which often takes over following collapse and chaos. That is our number one goal. We have to make sure that this collapse doesn't end in a police state totalitarian society. We have to make sure that liberty remains protected through all of this and that the rebuilding takes place in a way that is consistent with our founding fathers. That is my mission. I may not be involved in website publishing at all. I have no idea. My priority will be to help rebuild a society based on liberty. If I can do that through technology and publishing, then I will. But that's incidental. So take this seriously, and I know you do. That's why you're listening, and I thank you for that. And you deserve to thank yourself for it as well. These are going to be trying times, and let me remind you that the human gene pool will be shifted quite dramatically through all of this. There will be a very large segment of the human population that does not survive, and then there will be many who do. And the primary difference is what they say in Darwinism. It's going to be adaptation and survival of the fittest, where fittest actually means, in this context, the most self-prepared, the most self-reliant, and those most capable of exercising self-defense. It doesn't mean you're physically fit like a monkey, a gym rat, bodybuilder, you know, with big muscles. That's not what it means. It means that you are adapted to the stresses of the situation, which are going to be being able to acquire food and clean water and purify your water and take care of your basic medical needs and exercise personal security, property security, stay safe from the marauders and stay safe from the gangs and the mobs and so on, and make it through this system to the point where society recovers and rebuilds, which will happen. Humanity will always rebuild. That's the good news. Humanity is not going to disappear when the economy collapses. It's just that some of the people aren't going to make it. But a lot of us will, and then we have to make sure we rebuild a society that is based on principles of liberty and honest money and honest government for a change. Might actually be refreshing on the other side of this if we can achieve that goal together and not end up as slaves under some totalitarian regime. And on that note, by the way, I'm very much aware that perhaps you, but definitely many, many other people they will not surrender to any kind of a totalitarian regime, period. Not going to happen. And given all the firearms that exist in this nation, there's a recipe for a lot of, a lot of people fighting for what they believe in. Let's just put it that way. So be on the alert and pray for safety and pray for peace, but also pray for really fundamental changes. When this system fails and collapses, let's build something better on the other side. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And if you want to check out some of the websites that cover some of these topics here, we've got collapse.news, bugout.news. It's also a good one. Actually, let me see the list here. What do we have? Homesteading.news is a good one. You can read headlines at alternativenews.com. And you can read political updates and economic updates at newstarget.com. So check out all those websites. And thanks for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.